Newton suffered some kind of nervous breakdown after the completion of the Principia. He complained that he could not sleep and said that he lacked the former consistency of his mind. He wrote angry letters to friends and then apologized. He protested bitterly to John Locke, for example, that the philosopher had attempted to embroil him with women. In 1696, Newton abandoned the academic life for the position of warden, later master of the Mint. Honors for his scientific achievements continued to come to him. He was knighted in 1705 and served many years as president of the Royal Society. Although he made no important discoveries in the last quarter century of his life, Newton's last years were not barren of ideas. Now famous and honored, he felt secure enough to offer many public speculations on scientific problems. He suggested various possible hypotheses as to the cause of gravitation, and speculated on the nature of the ether, the size of the constituent units of matter, the forces of electricity and magnetism, the cause of muscular response to the commands of the will, the origins of sensation, the creation of the world, the ultimate destiny of man. In the century after Newton, physical experimenters followed up many of his bold speculations. Newton is often described as the inaugurator of the Age of Reason. Alexander Pope expressed the sentiment of his time in the famous lines, "Nature and nature's laws lay hid in night. God said, 'Let Newton be,' and all was light."